It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population two.
Yes.
We've got two people on the show. They are both hilarious comedians, and they are friends of ours, and they have a new comedy special
on
Netflix.
And a new baby.
And we're friends of each other.
You guys are friends
and
of each other.
And we're dumb.
Yes.
Natasha Leggero.
And Moshe Kasher.
Thank you for joining us. You guys, I'm so happy to have you both on this show together. Moshe, you've done this show.
I've done this show.
You know how this goes.
I do.
Natasha, and we'll get to your special later because it is kick-ass coming out on Netflix today.
Today.
This thing drops.
It be dropping today.
If you're in a town and you're a dumb person, you're going to love our special.
No, here's what you're going to do. You're going to stream it, and then you're going to give it 5 freaking stars, and you're going to tell everyone to go watch it. Because it's really one of the most interesting ways to present comedy.
We'll get to that later, Jay. There's a whole dumb world out there that is for our taking, and the fact that we have both these guys here.
We don't want to waste our time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The world is getting dumber, we know that. Or dumb is fighting smart, and dumb's just got dumb strength.
Okay.
Dumb is winning.
I would argue that we're all becoming dumb.
We're all becoming dumb.
Of course. We were at a yoga class yesterday, and like the woman checking us in was working on the app, trying to figure out how we could all sign in from her phone, and it took like 15
And you had to then just
minutes.
Go through a bunch of her junk emails?
And we're like at a yoga class trying to like relax and get away from our phone. So it's like this distraction is everywhere permeating our lives.
So the phone makes you smarter by giving you more facts, but dumber by...
Because we don't know how to use it.
It's not coming for you.
If we would have just signed in on a piece of paper, then we could have just like got on with the class.
You would have been yogiing.
The early yogis would have you just sign in on a piece of paper. They first invented yoga.
I like that he makes her laugh.
And if it was Bikram, he'd sexually harass a woman.
Dan, how are you?
He'd make you sign in on his dick.
That's called Wild Wild Country.
What were you going to say?
Bikram was also really into Rolls Royces.
Oh, yes.
He was.
He flirted with me once.
Bhagwan.
Wait, Bhagwan
the Osho.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Where? When?
In his class.
He was, what did he say to you?
He was just like, how are you doing? Or I don't
know. Whoa. Don't do the voice.
Do the voice.
You
did even though
right.
he has a strong accent, he was like, how are you doing?
By the way, your Indian accent was sounding like Bela Lugosi. How are you doing? I'm from Bengal.
Wasn't it last time Moshe was in the town? He kept talking like a person who was deaf, and we kept being like, we cannot make those jokes.
Like, my parents were deaf, so this is how we do this.
Yeah, I want you to suck my blood.
That was Bikram.
No, Bikram was like, I want you to suck my dick. Sign in on my dick.
Oh, Bikram.
Come on, Daniel. You got a story.
Yes. Let's do it.
This story was sent in so many. I'm guessing somewhere around 100 townies.
So what happens is, Natasha, we get stories sent to us by our awesome fans, and then Dan breaks them down.
I've
never heard
the show.
All right.
Every week, we have a ritual. We sit around. we take our newborn baby. Yeah. We sit around our fire.
The old-time radio.
And we crank up the old-time radio. We plug in our iPod. We like to keep it old school.
Okay.
And we crank up DPT.
It's a little fireside chat.
Well, this was sent in by Forever the Sickest Tweets. Okay. Which is, I mean, you're confident in yourself.
It's pretty deaf. It's like the Grand Canyon.
It's pretty deaf.
At very stupid man. Very_stupid_man.
Underscores in general.
I
know. Why bother?
I can't underscore that enough.
4_ and 7 years ago.
4_ and
I love it.
I'm going to read you guys the headline.
Yes.
Florida duo. One in a bull costume tried to burn down a home with ragu.
Okay, now as a duo, Jason and I take offense to that. Why are they suddenly considered a duo?
And why do we have the brand of the pasta sauce?
That better be accurate or you're getting paid for it.
Very funny, though, of all the information, she's like, why brand it?
Yeah, a little too on the nose.
You're getting like free advertising there, ragu.
A Florida man received an alert on his phone last week at work. Intruders had covered a surveillance camera at his home with a towel, so he called 911. Mm-hmm. Behind the Towel, a bizarre vengeance-based
Behind the
crime.
Towel, by the way, was a name for this stand-up special, for your upcoming special. Behind the Towel.
Funny, it's actually also the name of the documentary about Bikram's sexual harassment. Behind the Towel.
Behind the Towel. A bizarre vengeance-based crime unfolded involving a bull onesie and an arson attempt using a pot of boiling spaghetti sauce.
Ragu!
Yes.
What, and what sauce was that?
Derek Irving and John Silva, arrested on March 13th by Volusia? Mm-hmm. How do you say it, guys? I don't know.
I'm almost shocked that they're not brothers. Like, this does seem like a dumb brother hatching scheme.
Why are they a duo?
I don't know. They broke into a home of
doing this.
They broke into a home of...
They're like Bonnie and Clyde.
Sorry, they're in a one-piece bull costume.
Yeah. Yes.
You automatically become a duo when you're in a bull costume.
But also, that sounds like a practical joke.
Yes. Yeah. And who was like...
It's pronounced Sal Volcano or whatever.
Let's go get this guy. And somebody's like, let me get my bull onesie on.
Yeah, like, the bull onesie makes it fun.
Maybe he had to already be wearing the bull onesie.
Yeah,
like they
you guys,
were drunk.
A bull onesie isn't a thing.
Why not?
A bull onesie?
A onesie that's a bull.
You call it a onesie?
Yeah,
a onesie is like for a baby.
Oh, no, you mean like a bull costume?
No, but I think it's an adult. No, I think it's an adult size onesie. You know they have onesies where it's like a tiger and onesies where it's like a bear. Yeah,
yes.
This is one. It's a onesie that is a bull.
Why are they both in it?
No, he's only one of them's in it. The other one's just along for the show.
Gotcha. He's the matador. He's got.
So then he's luring him in to the house.
So that comes back to the question: why are they a duo?
Yeah.
if they're both not in the costume, I don't think they qualify as a duo.
Derek Irving and Shane Silva, arrested on March 13th, broke into the home of a man Irving had previously dated to steal a flat-screen television and other items.
So this is a gay crime.
I get it. This is classic gay community stuff.
This
happens in every gay community around the world.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's in a bull costume. Mm-hmm. Somebody's in a matador costume.
I'm surprised he wasn't even in a bear costume.
Well, sounds to me the bull costume onesie, it's more like baby stuff. Like he's dressed as a baby.
So he likes to be infantilized.
Oh, that's what you think? Oh, like it's a little...
Good. That's part of the thing.
One person is in a onesie and...
Who wants to go burn down a house?
Who's a good boy? Who's a good
boy? I mean, it's certainly not burning down a house... Clothing.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Okay, let me ask you this. And Natasha, you have fantastic fashion sense. What would you wear to burn down a house?
Great question.
Definitely a mask.
You're like an avocado mask? Or
no, a ski mask.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason, Natasha, that you're talking like
all black.
The reason you're talking like this and making these choices
slimming,
fashion-wise is straight up heterosexual cisnormative privilege. Like straight up. This is what they're doing is the way that the queer community does arson.
Right. It's the way.
It's with a bull costume. It's with spaghetti sauce.
And they have fought too long and too hard for you to tell them how they should do their fires.
Don't tell them how to burn down a house. This is their Italian stonewall.
They set a pot of spaghetti sauce on the stove with a washcloth on the burner in hopes of starting a fire to cover up the burglary.
Oh. And this was all for like a $300 TV?
It seems so.
Wow.
See, this is what happens in Dumb People Town where you're like, "What?" So many times we're like, why would this person do that in order to achieve this?
Yeah. What state is this?
Florida.
Is that equality that we're able to sit here and be like, oh, the gay man is dumb also in this moment?
Yes.
Like, we can just give him the shit that he deserves. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, I don't think this crime is about him being gay.
It isn't, but at the same time, we're not handling it with kid gloves.
It's not about him being gay at all.
It's about
being a breakup
dumb.
And a TV that you wanted and a bull onesie you were waiting to wear.
And a horrible plan.
Do they have the brand of the TV? Like, maybe it's worth $5,000. Well, I'm just thinking, like...
I hope if they said Ragu, why didn't they say
it's a Ragu TV.
That's what they were referencing.
I was wondering if it was worth it.
It's probably a Westinghouse or a Sanyo.
Because TVs can, like, you know, fluctuate in price.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
From now, with the new trade tariffs, they're going to go,
wow.
Oh, here we go.
Dumb People Town does not need to be getting played out, okay?
Well. Someone weaponized our podcast here.
Wow. Quote, he was trying to make... This is what the victim asked. He was trying to make it look like I left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes sketty?
Sketty, he did not.
Okay, the fact that he said Sketty,
now
I'm like,
I understand
burn
why.
Fucking house,
yeah,
down. Burn him to the ground. The
I said, thought children said that.
Yeah,
they don't. They don't even.
I've never heard of an adult.
I'm now not
that.
Believing he's gay. I don't think I can imagine
the victim,
a gay man saying Sketty. You know, yeah.
Sketty.
I feel like he.
Pasquetti?
He asked who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes Sketty.
How does he spell Sketty?
Well, in the paper, it's S-K-E-T-T-I. Now, I listened to a news report, and to me, it sounded like he said Pasquetti.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But they went
that
with Sketty.
That would be so humiliating to write P-S-K-E-T-T-I.
You're saying humiliating for the reporter.
Yeah. Pasquetti.
It's also probably not their first day writing articles about people's actions.
No, but that is a hard word.
That is a hard one.
Sketty. So Sketty. This was asked by the victim who had left for work at 2 that morning. To which I say, if you're getting up for work at 2, then you are a person who would make spaghetti
at
2
well
in the morning.
Who is this guy's making his lunch for later that day?
What's his job?
They don't say. When officers responding to the 7 a.m. 911 call. Okay, so.
Who calls 911?
It's
a 1-1 Kenny. Who calls emergency? Who calls emergency services?
A neen or 11.
7 a.m., that means, to me, that denotes the possible bull onesie. These guys had partied all night.
Yeah.
This is meth.
Right?
This is so meth.
So meth.
See, at 7 a.m., when 911 call pulled in. Silva and Irving were near the home when a car got to the victim's house.
So they're watching it burn.
Yeah, they want to hang around and watch.
They found an empty jar of Ragu spaghetti sauce in the duo's getaway car.
So it is. You gotta ditch that evidence, guys.
See, that's what you call a smoking pot.
smoking jar.
I thought meth just made you want to clean and like kiss.
No,
people
if you do it, kiss people.
Or like, doesn't
that's
it
mean Molly? I think that's Molly.
That's Molly.
You know, when I'm really high on meth, I just want to like find a soulmate.
There were all those makeout scenes in
I've
Breaking
Bad. I've
never
done it.
You never done meth?
No.
Has anybody here done
never
it?
Never done it. Never.
Have you done it?
I have, yeah.
And how was it?
It's not for me.
It makes your head scratch, right? Or itch?
Head scratch? No. Like I don't know. Maybe. It makes you think a lot and you can do stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
But then if you do it long enough, what happens is you go into meth and do psychosis and you start having crazy, all these violent, not to make this dark, but all these like super mega awful horrible murder type crimes you hear about
are meth induced.
All at the tail end of a like 2 week meth run where reality starts to bend.
Yeah. Right. You lose your ability to make
regular decisions.
Somebody's
told me once, don't do drugs that make you forget you did a drug. Only do drugs where you can be like, I did drugs.
Well, there's actually, there
that's
is,
why I feel this way.
When people freak out on psychedelics, the main technique for talking them down, if you're like one of these people that helps people come down, is to just say, you're on a drug. This is temporary. Because the main illusion that you're under is that
I'll never come out of it.
I'm never coming
never
out of
coming
it.
Out
they
of
forgot
it.
I'm on a drug.
Yeah.
This is reality.
Yeah.
Right. And they you just drill it. You're on a drug.
You're on a drug.
This
you're fine. You're cut. This will end.
You're on a drug. You're just dumping Ragu sauce all over.
You're in a bull onesie.
For reasons, this is literally the next sentence. For reasons unknown, Irving wore a bull onesie during the incident, which took place in DeLand, Florida, north of Orlando.
Mm-hmm. He also had a pacifier.
Yes.
He had a rattle in his asshole.
A deputy investigating the incident entered the house, turned off the pot of spaghetti or sketty sauce, and extinguished the smoking washcloth. It was apparent the spaghetti sauce was retrieved from the open kitchen cabinets. So close the cabinets, guys. This isn't fucking Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Poured it into a pot and turned it on high with the washcloth near the burner, according to the sheriff's report.
Let me just tell you, this has been a tough year for police morale. Mm-hmm. And hearing this story is like a real inspiration to the honorable men and women in uniform.
That's right.
For doing the hard work of I couldn't do that. Walk into a kitchen, turn the burner off.
You never know.
Put a little water.
You know
what
you also couldn't do,
Moshe?
That's protocol.
Moshe also couldn't close the cabinet.
Now it got personal. It just got personal.
No, she didn't.
Moshe has never closed a drawer or a cabinet
in his life.
Ever.
You're an open walkaway guy?
I am.
Open walkaway.
And you didn't know that bothered you until this started happening.
Oh, no. I've known for a while.
Tell
my dad was just staying with us and he heard me talking about it.
She does this in her stand-up. She character assassinates me on stage.
Which fantastic.
My dad came up to me. He's like, "You're right. I Moshe just went in there to make us tea, and every single drawer and cabinet's open."
What is that about, Moshe?
He wants us to look like a haunting.
Well, it's pretty hard to shut a drawer.
It really is. In his defense, it is super hard to do, you know.
I mean, it does take that one push.
I believe, in the same way that I believe that this man in a bull outfit was a sort of metaphor for where he was, trapped, feeling bestial, and out of control.
That's right.
I believe in the physical metaphor.
Sure.
So to me, leaving the cabinet open is like,
leaving the conversation
open.
I'm open to
you. Come in, you know?
Yeah, but how does that explain where you leave your wool socks? You can tell him where he leaves his wool socks. Where does he leave his wool socks?
Oh, by the bread?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the bread. Right.
You don't need to do that.
Wait, I have a question, though, about this article.
Yes.
How do we know that the duo, it wasn't just making spaghetti?
Ooh,
because they said that they just put it in the thing and then left it there.
Yeah.
I suppose they could have.
Because it seems to me like they could have been like, we're hungry.
Yeah.
He's at work. Let's make some food, and then that happens.
If I'm their lawyer, that is my defense.
That is your defense. That you just laid out.
They are not. This arson charge we can get rid of.
That's
attempted
what they
arson.
Call the classic Sketty defense.
Yes.
In addition to the flat screen television, Irving and Silva also took a window air conditioned unit. That's why tax yourself with like heavy labor?
Have you ever tried to lift one of those? Those are the heaviest things ever.
Vacuum and a heater.
Aww.
Now they used to date,
almost
so I'm just picturing the
$300
scene
worth of technology.
I'm just picturing
and
the
technology
scene
is like a stretch to call it that.
Wait, it's also funny to steal an air conditioner and a heater. You could steal neither; they cancel each other out.
You're good, right?
Irving, by the way, and how many people are using heaters in Florida?
Irving, that's a great question. Irving told deputies that he and Silva broke into the home because he was angry about something related to his past relationship with the victim. Mm-hmm. The victim told the station he was bummed. Stunned. I read it wrong. Mm-hmm. Literally, just straight up read it wrong. Mm-hmm. Stunned because he had helped Irving financially after the breakup.
Mm. Well, I bought him a bull onesie. What more does he want?
He's using it against me.
The victim says this, quote, "It started out as a relationship that lasted about a week." Mm. Quote, "I've let him use my car for 4 months. Maybe he's angry about that. Or maybe he's angry because I gave him $150 to fix his teeth."
Oh. This dude, it's his man.
This guy,
what's
that? Wait, we've all been in that relationship where you're using the things that they shouldn't be angry about to say maybe he's angry about this.
Oh, yes, of course.
Or maybe my wife's angry that I wake up every morning and make breakfast and lunch
if
for
I'm
the kids.
If I'm the cop, I go, maybe he's angry that you're qualifying the relationship as being only 1 week.
This guy doesn't have any right to be upset.
Maybe he's mad that I was loving and caring for a week in his life. Maybe he's really upset about that.
Then the victim says this quote.
I don't think he doesn't have any right to be upset. I mean, this is classic. They made a saying about this.
I know.
You mess with the bull, you're gonna
get the onesie. You're gonna get the onesie.
You're gonna get the one, the soft, the plush horns.
Quote, this is the last quote from the victim. Quote, "I'm from Kentucky. I've never seen anger like that." To which I
say, you're gay and from Kentucky
should,
and you've never seen anger
like that? You should get a book deal. Yeah. Yeah. Good quote.
I think this is the preface to Hillbilly Elegy. I think. Yeah.
This is the foreword. I'm from Kentucky and I've never seen anger like that.
Yes.
That's what's amazing about the Hillbilly Elegy. The foreword is actually backwards.
I'm gonna ask you guys this. How old is Derek Irving, the man who wore the bull onesie?
Oh,
I'm going to say 24.
24.
Right out of the gates. Straight out the gates.
I say 46.
46.
My age. Yeah. Jesus. My age, too. Jesus.
Well, you guys are the same age.
Yeah.
You guys do a podcast together?
Wait, what's each of your birthdays?
Yeah. It's the same. All right. I'm going to say 33. Jesus was when he died. I'm going to say 39.
39.
Yeah. 24, 46, 33, 39.
Okay. The man wearing the bull onesie, Derek Irving, is, get your answers in at home, friends, 36 years old.
Oh! In between us.
In between me and Jay.
And you have to, we will get out of here on this, you guys just have to see the photo.
Is he in the onesie?
The dude. No. The dude on the right is the one who did not wear the onesie, but he looks like Wreck-It Ralph's like white trash brother.
Oh my God.
Wait, so who's the ex-boyfriend?
The man on the left, Derek Irving, is here.
That guy's 36?
Yeah.
He looks good.
56.
Oh, I was gonna say he looks good.
Beth, not even once.
Look at that.
Put this up on the Dumb People Town Facebook page.
Hair.
I know.
Now I get the duo.
And
language.
I know you'll see this, Townies, you'll see this photo. They're obviously holding their hands up being sworn in, but it looks like they're waving to the camera in the saddest
It also looks like Irving is.
They should get a development deal. Yeah. They
look like
so
the reverse of Robin Big. Yeah. No, they the guy Irving just looks like he's saying, excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. Okay.
All right, story one.
Story one. Down in the books, we've got Natasha and Moshe here. We'll hear about their amazing 3-part special on Netflix right after the break. It's Dumb People Town. Stay with us. Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. I want to talk to you guys about this special because I love it. I love anything that feels original and unique, and this does. You guys are two of my favorite comedians, and you teamed up for a 3-part
special. Guys are a duo, and without the bull onesie.
Yeah, we teamed up. We decided to get together to do a special, and we did a sham marriage, a long con sham marriage.
It's a good test to set this Netflix.
We got all our friends to send us to Bora Bora. Yeah.
So smart.
It's a great setup.
We're so excited. It's super cool. Just like you said, there's so many specials now that it almost feels like you have to have a gimmick, like, I don't know, like being with your twin.
Something stupid like that.
So I do 25 minutes, or, you know, about half hour. Moshe does 30, together.
It's a 3-episode stand-up. It's one special, 3 episodes.
And then the 3rd episode is Moshe and I come out together, Sonny and Cher style, do a little performance.
And we just start roasting couples,
fun of people who come on stage.
I love that so much.
It's Moshe's live Cher. Relationship counseling that turns
Cher,
into.
I'm the Cher of this relationship. Sure.
Forgive me if this reveals any ignorance, but had either one of you done
been
any...
Been professional therapists?
Who is Cher?
Yes. Who is Cher? Which one is Cher?
Done any duo stand-up work together with anybody else
before
this?
Is this the first time
you've
come on stage?
I don't really call it duo stand-up work. I call it more just like
but like shared the stand-up stage with another person and like...
I mean, me and Brett Weinbach, my ex Brett Weinbach, Natasha.
Your first wife, yes.
I don't share the stage with anyone.
No, you
except
don't.
I made an exception.
That's so nice of you.
It's mostly just because I don't want anyone to see how short I am. Because if they come stand next to me, then
it's revealed. It's like you don't want that to.
So Tom Cruise says the same thing.
Moshe sat on a chair
the whole time, and you stood, made you stand.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys record it?
At the North Door in Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. And the special's great.
Same audience for all three?
No, we did, as you know, 2 tapings.
Right.
And all three. It's one show.
One show. So you came out, then she came, or she came out, then you came out, and then you both came out together.
Yeah, it's a show that we have been doing as a tour.
That's right. We
actually started it as a tour, not really ever having designs on making it into a special, but it kind of...
Well, it was a series on Comedy Central Digital.
It was more of a documentary series on Comedy Central's website at first, but it was not about the stand-up. It was really about the travel and the roasting a little bit. And then Netflix approached us, and so they wanted to do a special together. And I think you're right. Like, there's so many specials out. In some way, I can't even believe anybody cares about stand-up anymore, because it's like, how many times can one person stand up and say his or her thoughts for an hour?
Except,
so this is something new.
Except that, then you can also say the same thing about music. Like,
I know,
how can
right?
anyone listen to music anymore? Or how can, I say this, how can someone love so many bands? And the truth is, you have an infinite space in your heart for... Yeah. Art, and I think I'm excited to see this special. I think everyone is going to love it. And
it's great that it's streaming, because I don't have anything streaming on Netflix. So,
well, there you go. Now you guys
know,
are streaming
any of my
on Netflix.
Fans who would like to see my stand-up comedy?
You can see it whenever you want, and you can please see it and give it like 5 stars. That's just what
for
they
sure.
need.
Also,
I don't think they do that anymore.
They don't do reviews?
I don't know
stars.
If they
do. Now it's just about like what percentage things match with you.
Oh,
but
great.
The other thing about the special is it's really both of Natasha's pregnant, and I'm obviously
pregnant with great thoughts.
Pregnant with profundity.
He's dealing with me.
But we're both at this sort of, I think it's kind of cool thematically, this reckoning with the next chapter of our lives. That's
because we both waited so long to have kids, and we're kind of reluctant.
Right.
I remember talking to you, and you were like on the fence, like, I don't know about Moshe. No, you were like, I don't know about having kids. And
no,
that,
she was literally on the fence trying to get rid of the baby.
Yeah, that's
up and down.
Oh,
on
wow,
the top
that's
of the
terrible.
Fence.
Barbed wire fence was weird. But look, the baby came, and you know what's so great is that someday this baby will watch this when it's a grown person
and be like, "Fuck you!
I can't believe my parents were this crazy.
What did I come from?" She's so cute, and I had no idea she was going to be like that, because we were really kind of roasting her while she was there.
That's the beginning of your kids rebelling against you. You thought you could roast her, and then she came out, and she was so cute that she made you feel bad.
Well, that was a joke. In reality, a joke that's in the special, but it's true, was that right when we were really ramping up for the special, we were getting on, you know, they have those email lists. They go like, your baby's at this.
Yes,
you know,
they tell you where your baby's at, right.
And it was like right as we really started ramping up, we got this email that was like, now it's starting to hear your voice in the womb. It's like right when we were doing these like hardcore, like,
mean jokes about it.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, that's look, funny. Man, I'm so excited for all the great things you guys have, including just being parents. I think that will open you, as parents ourselves, that will open you guys up in comedy and in a way of, like, I'm excited to see how both of you
deal with it
and approach it, and sort of that comes out on stage, because I just love both of you guys as stand-ups and as people.
Thank you. We love
you. Do you love
too.
Our baby?
I haven't met your baby, but I'm sure we will. Jury's still out. I've actually seen you walking around with the baby, and it looks pretty damn cute.
She's cute.
Her name's Irene.
No, her name's Amy.
Wait, that's my wife.
Andy's what?
No, we named her after Amy Schumer.
Oh.
And your wife. Oh. It's a double. It's Amy, but it's superimposed. Amy,
oh.
Amy.
Oh, that's no, really nice.
No, we named her Jennifer.
Yeah, no, it's Jenny.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny.
No, it's Rachel.
Oh, it's so Jewish. What is it? Can you say, or you're not going to say it?
You can say it.
I just thought it was funny to say her name was Irene.
Her name is, her real name?
Yeah.
Her name is Frida.
Frida.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Little Frida Coco.
I love it. And she's got a unibrow.
Hopefully.
That's so sweet. And while we're in the midst of telling people to go watch stuff and listen to stuff, please go listen to our Audible special, Sklars and Stripes. It's super fun. And you can get like a free 30-day trial for Audible and get that thing. Or if you're an Audible user or member, I think you get one free book every month.
And so let this be your selection. Your
and if you get it, you get the comedy album Sklars and Stripes, the tour tapes for free. Please leave
get
a review.
Get it, rate it, review it.
It's like podcasts. If you get it and rate it and review it and do it, it does such a wonder for us, and we'd like to someday make it a TV show. So the more we can have you guys,
our core fans who support everything we do, the more you guys jump on board, the better.
Natasha and I are your core fans?
Yes. Yes.
How we can affect this.
You guys are our core
fans.
I just laid out how you can affect
it. I mean, it's just one 5-star
doesn't matter.
Review.
It's coming from you.
Speaking of Sklars and Stripes, we never told you the name of our special,
which was
the Honeymoon Stand-Up Special.
So Honeymoon Stand-Up Special. Yeah. Easy. On love Netflix. It. Check it out. All right, Daniel, do we have another story?
Yep. This was sent in by Aaron Black Suddoth. S-U-D-D-U-T-H.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys got other people doing the research?
Yeah.
Let
it out.
Aaron, they really are dumb.
E-R-I-N-W-H-I-T-N-E-Y. All right, thanks, Aaron, for sending this in. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
A Burnside man was arrested Wednesday after allegedly calling out a 15-year-old juvenile to fight him while he wielded nunchucks. Nunchucks.
Nunchucks. Did you call them nunchucks?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought they were nunchucks, and I've never let it go.
Nunchucks?
The classic way to say
it. Yeah, it's in Northern Illinois. I think in Northern Illinois.
That's where I'm from, too.
I'm from Rochelle, Illinois.
I'm from Rockford.
You are? I'm 20 miles south of you.
They just started making out.
But we definitely called it nunchucks.
It is nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
Yes.
So they make you numb when you get hit by it.
That's right.
Man said, "Fight me, boy," when he saw the nunchucks.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's nunchucks and it's nun nuts.
Right? Yes. Nuts.
You say, "Hey, nun nuts."
I wouldn't have fought you on that.
When I was a boy, I did many stupid things when I was a boy. But when I was
great title to a book.
The worst thing that I did, the dumbest thing that I did, was there was some girl that we were all like stealing money from, and she just was tired of being abused by me and all of my friends.
Terrible.
Literally, this is a true story. She came out of her house with a shotgun
and
pointed it at us, and I, in my eternal gangster wisdom, ran toward her.
Whoa!
As if, how dare you pull. Yeah.
Shotgun on me.
I mean, seconds and inches. She luckily was like afraid enough and not willing to murder enough that she ran back inside the house.
Wow. And how much of a badass did you feel?
It took me a while to realize how unfathomably stupid.
I'm glad
that is. Yeah. Beyond. You run beyond. Towards the shotgun.
Yeah. Kenneth Wayne Gill.
Kenny Wayne Gill.
That is a man who comes with his own nunchucks.
Who comes with his own nunchucks and only plays slide guitar.
Kenny Wayne Gill is a guy who knows every line to the movie
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Thank you.
I love that you gave no indication as to what movie you were going to say.
That's Monaco right there. Wow.
They both just said that?
Yes.
I just said Roadhouse for him. I completed
really
his dumb sentence.
That was it.
Kenneth Wayne Gill was arrested by Pulaski County Sheriff's Office deputy.
Pulaski.
And charged. I try to do that with Natasha, but every time the movie she fills in is Breakfast at Tiffany's. No matter what.
It's a great call.
Reference. It's a great call. Yeah. About.
Like when they were in high school and they got for detention and then they had to stay
Breakfast
at
Tiffany's. No,
that's, Breakfast Club. No,
so he's a cop. He's stuck in a high rise. It's Christmas. You know the movie.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah.
Hard. Kenneth
Wayne Gill. I love that moment in Breakfast at Tiffany's when she says to him, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, Tiffany.
What if they did that?
He was arrested, Kenneth Wayne Gill, by County Sheriff's Office deputy and charged with several offenses, including third-degree criminal trespassing, third-degree terroristic threatening, second-degree wanton endangerment, resisting arrest, carrying a concealed weapon, and impersonating a peace officer. According to the arrest citation, Gill approached a property on Holiness Church Road where the owner of the property told the deputy that Gill stood in the roadway spinning nunchucks and calling to a 15-year-old to come into the roadway and fight.
That's awesome. This is
drugs
like,
too, Mosh?
It doesn't sound like not drugs.
Yeah. Youth. Maybe it's youth.
This to me sounds like the this guy's plot old. Of like a Tarantino movie.
I thought he was 15.
Kenny Wayne Gill.
No, he's challenging a 15-year-old.
Drugs.
To give you a hint, I have not revealed the age of the man with the nunchucks.
Keep that in your mind.
Okay. Yes. But he's definitely an adult, and he goes into the roadway with nunchucks.
They're now nunchucks.
I'm trying
nunchucks.
To be
they
are now more.
You're trying
nun.
To be like someone from the coast?
Yes.
Someone fancy who goes to cocktail parties.
There's so much of me.
Raymond Chandler, you know.
Nunchucks. There's so much of me that reeks Rochelle, Illinois.
Darling, get my
nunchucks. Where I can.
Darling, am I nunchucks over there by the...
How pissed do you have to be at a kid
by the great
to bring a weapon to fight them if you're an adult?
Kids are really annoying.
And teenagers suck.
We did a story once where a grown man threw down a 5-year-old at like a kindergarten like play date thing.
Yeah.
And then wanted to fight the kid, and when the cops got there, thought the cops were there to arrest the kid.
Yeah. So people,
he was so pissed off at this kid.
This is a guy. Kenny Wayne Gill is a guy who always takes his shirt off to fight. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, so the second he takes his shirt off, if people want to stop the fight from happening, they're like, put your shirt back on.
Right.
If you see Kenny Wayne Gill at a gas station, you'll ask him to look under the hood of your car because you think he works there.
Of course. Gill then allegedly
Kenny Wayne Gill fucked your wife.
I mean, exactly. He did. And has no remorse. No. Yes.
Kenny Wayne Gill allegedly stepped onto the property and claimed to be a Kentucky State Trooper.
Beautiful. You know how state troopers always carry nunchucks?
I'm going back. I'm taking it back. It's nunchucks.
I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car.
Kenny Wayne Gill has the high score on two different Galaga machines right now.
And
KWG. KWG is what it is. KWG.
He allegedly stepped onto the property, said, I'm a Kentucky State Trooper. Gill, a lot.
Wow, you know what? I've been to Kentucky. I've met state troopers. I have never seen anger like
there
this.
There he is.
Two stories tied together.
Gill, or as I like to think he wants to be called, the Gill.
The Gill
then allegedly hit a tree with the nunchucks.
Sure.
How many times has this guy been said, come on, man. Just whatever, like in his life, every Friday night. Is,
hey, Kenny, like, come on, man. Hey, come on, man.
Down from there.
When the deputy arrived, he began searching the suspect. For the suspect, Gill was located underneath a neighbor's porch.
Whoa.
How the mighty have fallen.
like a stray dog.
I thought you were going to say Gill was standing next to the tree he'd hit, pretending to be a tree himself.
I mean, these people seem like they're all having fun.
Yeah.
They're like burning down their friend's house. They're like hiding under a
name change pitch
deck?
From Natasha. Fun people town.
Well, but by the way, that is actually, I love that you brought that up because I think that is a major part of it is that I think it's more fun to be dumb. Like, why would you be in your head thinking about this or that? But, like, it actually is fun to do this
stuff.
Yeah,
these guys are getting out of the house. They're just
doing
shutting,
stuff.
They're unplugging.
Yep. It's like that.
It's been hours since they've checked their email.
Listen,
they're not on screens.
I'm sick and tired of the weaponization of media that has become the screen culture. So I'm going to actually literally weaponize these nunchucks.
And in my mind, the whole time, hitting the tree, sure. standing
hitting
in the
himself.
Yard. Yes, yeah. all of it. Every fourth or fifth, he accidentally hits himself, but tries sure. to like play through it. Yeah. The whole time, he has one cigarette in his mouth that he has not taken out for a drag, but it is lit.
It's just hanging
yeah,
there
it's
on
just the hanging there whole
foot.
Time. It's like, come on, motherfucker!
I mean, it's scary in Kentucky because, I mean, what are the odds that someone's going to have a gun?
High.
Yeah, so it's like.
But if you're good enough with the nunchucks, you can actually ricochet the bullet.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, yeah.
Just depends
I mean,
on where
no
you're at.
There's no way that guy doesn't also have a gun.
Wait, Moshe, you're saying you're, if someone else has a gun, family.
Yeah.
Like, I think Natasha's saying, like, how happy people must be when they're like, oh, he just has nunchucks.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's not. You were worried about the guy with the nunchucks. Sorry.
Right. I also picture, you know, him, like, threatening and yelling, and then he hears the cop sirens and starts heading towards the porch.
Under the porch.
Tells everybody who's watching, like, don't be a dick. Don't fucking tell them I'm under here. Like, guys, neighborhood rules.
Still whipping it around as he's like,
of course.
Shh.
Yeah, he's hitting the porch on his way in.
There's a raccoon under there. He's like, oh, yeah, you come here, motherfucker.
The raccoon's got to say,
come at me, bro. Come at me, bro.
Come
at me, you sweaty.
Whoa, the accent. Come on.
Turnabout is fair play. Come at me, bro.
Gil was located under the neighbor's porch. The citation also says that Gil was located in an orange pickup truck. I don't know how he's in two places at once or if he ran from one to the other.
Hey, you don't know how tall the porch was. He could have driven his pickup truck.
There you go. While being arrested, Gil allegedly told the deputy he was an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
And
that could be true. That could be true under this current administration. That actually could
but
be
true. But he is leaning, like, don't go back. Don't, like, start being like, look, I'm not a cop. Go farther.
Right.
You're like, you're right, I'm not a cop. I'm an FBI agent.
I'm the attorney general. I am the senior law enforcement agent in this country.
What do you think this means? This is the next three words. I'll read what I already read, and then the next three words. While being arrested, Gil allegedly told the deputy he was an FBI agent, then tensed up.
I like that he's loose at first. You know what, dog? I'm an FBI agent. It's like...
It could have been busted. That could have been his threat. Y'all are making me tense up right now.
You don't want,
you want me tense up.
See this vein in my neck?
You won't like me when I'm tense.
Don't. You see this vein in my neck? You don't want to see it.
He then had to be, quote, physically moved to the patrol car.
That's tense.
That is like re-kicked in the nuts.
This is so good. I'm gonna show you guys a picture of Kenneth Wayne Gil, KWG,
and then we're gonna have to guess his agent. By the way,
I haven't seen him yet, but I am imagining that he is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Like that's who I am imagining.
I'm imagining that he's super skinny.
When I saw his photo, when I put this together, I'm like, this guy still wears his Letterman jacket.
Sure. Oh yeah.
You ready for this? Look at this gentleman.
He could be in the Book of Mormon. I like him.
He's got a scary smirk.
Great head of hair.
Yes.
Let's start with that.
He got his hair cut exactly five days ago.
Probably has bad teeth, though.
Hey,
you're
not smiling.
A weird smirk.
Have any of the dumb people ever contacted you directly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. They like what you do or not so much?
Some do.
I'm dumb.
One does.
Yeah, we have his name's Jan Flato.
He's the greatest person ever.
I heard about this.
Jan Flato is the greatest.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys.
Jan Flato is Grado.
How old is Kenneth Wayne Gil? You've all seen his photo.
So
everybody
can.
Okay.
41.
46.
46.
Second winner.
Second
winner. It's going to work eventually.
He's 44.
44.
I think he's 38.
Ooh. 38.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenneth Wayne Gil.
Is.
The master of the nunchucks, FBI agent, state
calling
patrol.
Calling out a 15-year-old. We don't know what the 15-year-old did to him.
Is 36 years old.
Why is he so young?
These people look much older than they are.
Meth is really bad for you.
It's not easy in dumb people time.
Every time you hit a tree with a nunchuck, it takes like 6 months off
your life. Well, no, what happens is one of the rings goes from the tree into the nunchuck, into the other chuck, into your arm, into your body. Mm-hmm.
If we were to cut him in half, you would see 36 rings.
If you were to cut him in half, you could actually scrape some of it out, snort it, you would get high.
Yeah, that is meth. It's actually human meth.
That is
Kenny Wayne Gil. There you go, story two.
Yeah, man.
Down in the book. What a great one. What a great one. I wonder what the 15-year-old did to him to cause him to want to call him out. We never understood. We never learned that.
He questioned the fact that he was a nunchuck master.
Okay.
I just imagine Kenny Wayne Gil getting out of his truck, seeing the kid in the yard, and just being like, the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
And the kid just got up and went in his house, and that was enough.
That was like, get out of here.
They also wrote something in this article that I've never, in all the stories we've ever done, nobody's ever written this at the bottom. Readers are reminded that a charge is an accusation only, and that all suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Usually, no one cares in Dumb People Town about saying any of that
stuff.
Yeah, but
usually they're not writing about a state trooper and FBI agent.
You're right. You're right. You got to come correct if you're coming after
this. This is a guy of intense law enforcement pedigree.
That's right. Speaking of Get Out Here, that's the sequel, the whites only sequel to Get Out.
Get out here.
I'm on your porch.
I'm under your porch. Give us a little taste of what we're going to see in this last segment.
There is an entrepreneur who also works at McDonald's.
Okay. Ooh. Hey, man. It's like Sully McCullough's old bit.
You can't get fired from McDonald's.
It was so great. He's like, you knew someone who stabbed someone. He's like, you're on fries now.
Yeah.
great bit. All right, one more segment to go. Dumb People Town. Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Our guests, we remind you once again, the honeymoon
stand-up comedy special.
Honeymoon stand-up special.
Oh, that's right.
Honeymoon stand-up special.
Of course, only on Netflix, April 17th.
Is the honeymoon period over between you two, or is it still?
Make her laugh. I love that.
She makes me laugh too. We have a lot of fun.
You guys make each other laugh a lot. Just in hanging out today, I've seen it firsthand, and you guys are tired. You're tired with a new baby. Impressive.
Is the honeymoon over for the two of you?
Me and Jason. Yeah.
We don't speak to each other.
That ended when we were six.
Off mic, we will not speak.
Natasha.
I heard Hall and Oates are like that.
That's
right.
They don't talk to each other.
Because
they tour together.
Well, Oates can't handle Hall's thick Philadelphia accent. You know, he's got this. Hey, Daryl Hall, whoa, why don't you go grab me a Coke Zero out of the fridge?
That's offensive.
The fridge.
Hey, Daryl Hall, go grab a water ice.
Yeah,
that's he can't handle it. He's like, I don't want to hear that.
But yeah, we're tired.
No,
yeah,
but Natasha and I get along real well. We love each other's company.
Yeah,
we love each other's company.
It was a great new baby.
Every night before
crying.
We go to bed, I turn to her, I sort of stroke her cheek, I say, I love your company.
Yeah, I remember when you're
talking about her LLC, the thing that she put on to get paid, so she doesn't have to pay that.
So she did.
I love your tax shelter.
Her S Corp. I love your S Corp so much. The shape of it is so beautiful.
I love your S Corp.
I'm going to run my hands all down your S Corp.
I love another period, and I wanted
to tell you that before we got to this show.
Such a great. It's a collection of let's just take some of the funniest people in the world, give them all a great character. There's so many people that who the show could be about that character.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes it so rich.
Moshe plays Dr. Goldberg. We should have him.
You think that the show could be about Dr. Goldberg?
Why not? Yeah.
But you're right. Another period is, it's the joke volume of 30 Rock taking place in Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, like if the Kardashians moved to Downton Abbey. And then also had the joke ratio of 30 Rock.
Yeah, that's it.
It's on Comedy Central. Yeah. I think you can buy it on iTunes.
Nice.
Watch it.
The first time I saw you on, did you play the hooker on, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Hey,
Hey. I'm sorry. Easy. I'm sorry.
Put the nunchucks down.
I'm sorry. Did you play the horror on?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
He's mad at me because I didn't go deep enough. All right. I'm sorry. You played the horror.
I think the first 20 credits on my IMDb are pantsless hookers.
Yeah. By the way, you were so good in that. And I was like, oh, shit. Because I always knew you as a stand-up. I'm like, you're a great stand-up. But I was like, oh, she can act as well.
She could play a prostitute.
She can play. No, you were really good. And how fun was that?
That show, I love that show. Yeah,
so
that was
much.
Awesome.
Natasha's such a great actor. She really is one of the best. To me, my mind, I'm married to her. I'm a little bit biased. One of the best comedic actresses.
She's the Meryl Streep of comedy.
I'm kidding.
You know what's funny is I Googled Meryl Streep, and I actually have more IMDb credits than her.
Of course.
Yeah, you do.
Which only means that I've just never been in a big hit.
Yeah.
So I just keep having to do things.
That's right.
Thank God.
You know?
Amen.
That's actually not a good thing to have 95 credits on IMDb.
You want
to be in the sweet
spot.
You want three.
The Godfather 1, 2, and 3. Take it.
But actually, Meryl Streep performed as Pantsless Hooker in The Remains of the Day.
She was so good as that.
Oh my God, she was amazing.
Meryl Streep was not in Remains of the
Day. I know, I was just trying to find a highfalutin.
I know, like a high profile.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah, sure.
Pantsless Hooker and Kramer versus Kramer. All right, Daniel.
You want to do it?
Let's do the last one.
This is sent in by one of three Jared Thornbergs on the internet.
One of our favorite people to send in.
At 00 negative. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. According to a report, McDonald's employee named Tyshir added his rap mixtape in the Happy Meals with a paper disc holder. On the mixes was printed the title of the project, Tales of a Real N-Word.
Okay. Respect, Tyshir.
You got to get your shit out there somehow.
Hell yeah.
If these six-year-olds
aren't on my shit, who will be?
I'm going to tell you something. For real, Grimace was hard as fuck.
Yeah, sure.
Am I right? I mean, was he down? Was he street?
Why?
No, the Hamburglar. Hamburglar was hard as fuck.
Hamburglar was a criminal.
It's in my name.
Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese hated the Hamburglar because that was a scourge. You know, every time he would come to town, the Hamburglar would be in the middle of the street.
Hamburglar just burgled. Grimace would sit on a motherfucker.
Were there any women in this crew?
That is true. What's happening with the Happy Meal?
I know.
McDonald's.
Also, is that part
of
the
children under the age of 10 have any idea who these McDonald's characters are?
That's a good question. At this point right now, no.
They don't exist for
children. Is Grimace a man, though?
I mean, definitely he's not a woman.
No, Grimace is a face you make.
Right.
Like, oh.
So this guy.
Ooh.
Working at McDonald's, handing out all these Happy Meals every day.
Sure.
This was very easy to believe.
This was a day where he thought to himself,
I got this. This is my distribution right here.
Hey, y'all like hip hop?
I'm Thor.
Okay, y'all
that
like
does not answer my question. Do you like hip hop?
Answer the motherfucking question.
No, he said, "Do y'all like hip hop?" To one kid.
Well, also like the way it's labeled too. Like he's definitely going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
and found
that's
out.
Like, why put that? I mean,
that's the title, Dan. You don't want to mess with the title. It's
anybody doesn't
art.
Assume it doesn't say N word. It says it. I just don't have the right.
If you were to put this out on a label, they maybe would have told him change the title, but he's self-putting this out.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
Tales of a Real Grimace.
Yes. A customer named Sarah Desmond said this, I bought a Happy Meal for my son, and inside came a mystery CD.
Mm-hmm.
I, like any other parent, would assume this CD was for children. I like when somebody does something, it's like, everybody would
do this. You know what, though? He's a real.
That's what a real.
That dude's real. That's a real ass shit to do. Fuck it, I don't care, man. I gotta get my stuff out there.
I gotta get it out any way possible.
Like any other parent, would assume the CD is for children. You guys are parents. If you got your kid a Happy Meal and a just paper, like case holder
Sharpie
thing,
written.
Yes. Would you look at it and be like, this has got to be for kids?
No, you already are a questionable parent by taking your kid to McDonald's. I'm kidding.
I love it.
That's very elitist.
Oh, is it?
You're on the road.
You know, yeah. You know, that is very elitist.
Why? In and out. It's kind of disgusting of you.
Wow! McDonald's is good. And before 10 a.m., they serve breakfast at Tiffany's.
Wow.
good bring around.
Thank you, Ray Kroc.
I would eat an Egg McMuffin if you paid me.
You would?
Yeah.
How much?
It's just not the.
I'd actually.
You
eat
just
it for
don't
free.
Feel good. You just don't feel good after you eat that
Even
stuff.
Even an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, yeah you just don't feel good.
But would any of you pop this in the car with the kid and be like, "Well, it's in your Happy Meal"?
No, you'd be like, "Someone drop this in here." I'm sorry.
Sarah thinks that any other parent would do what she did. Mm-mm. I played the CD in my car for my son while we drove home, and Lord Jesus have mercy on Tyshir.
Mm-hmm.
The mixtape was dreadful. That's all she said. She's not saying I'm offended.
She's now.
That's the worst thing she could say to him.
The quality, yeah.
Like, you're whack. Your style is whack. You got no flow. You're garbage, Tyshir.
Literally, listen to this quote. Not only was it completely inappropriate, but it was also the weakest set of bars I've ever heard.
This woman is like, wow. He's going to show up with nunchucks at her house.
Can we hear a little track?
No, I looked. I wish so much.
Tyshir, send it in.
I bet we can. could contact him.
Yeah,
he would send you some.
We'll play it on the podcast, right bro. Now. Anybody who knows Tysheer, get this, get it.
Get us a track.
There
we'll play.
There should be like a radio show that goes to Hollywood Boulevard and anyone handing out CDs.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Plays them and interviews the people.
Oh my God, yeah. I would lose
it's
all your sponsors.
It's called Nobody's Listening.
Oh, you suck, MC.
It's called There's a Reason You're in a Spider-Man Costume.
You could get comedians to roast them and
That would be a killer show.
I'm not surprised that the mixtape was not good considering his marketing technique and strategy.
Essentially what you're saying is doing the radio version of the Gong Show. It's like Street Justice or whatever you want to call it.
But also, how do people hand out CDs anymore? Like I have CDs and DVDs that I can't play.
Right.
Because the computers don't have DVD players anymore.
Some do.
And the cars don't have CD players.
Some there are do. Some that, yeah.
Some do.
New ones?
Yeah. I don't know.
I only drive new cars.
Oh. Now who's elitist?
No, I hate new cars, but.
I only drive new cars. I drive a car once, and that's I return it to the dealership, and I ask for another.
Bring me a new one. Bring me another car.
I am to cars as Chris Hardwick is to ties. One bring and done.
I am to cars like Kentucky basketball players are to the University of Kentucky. One and done. Oh, wait.
It is believed that Tysheer had been sneaking his mixtape in Happy Meals for some time.
Okay.
Which to me, I want him
which
to...
Which means no one has said anything until this person.
Right. Also, I hope that he was like, my stuff's out there, guys. Like, yeah. I've got distribution.
Well, I just gotta get it in the hands of Sarah.
30 to 40 CDs a day.
What's funny about this is, like, I could see if you, like, worked at Interscope or you, like, were an intern somewhere where people who actually could make a difference probably aren't gonna help you, but at least you're trying to move it along.
Right.
But it's like this to a toddler.
Viral. Mm-hmm. Get them young. It's like cigarettes marketing in the 80s.
Yeah. Get them on board.
Start them young. No, you're totally right. Like, what is his best hope?
What's the end
They'll
game?
Be 14
right.
soon.
They don't even, they can't buy your next album.
No.
Maybe he's just trying to get rid of stock.
Oddly. Wait, you're saying they can't buy your next album? They can if they get a McRib. I'll tell you that much.
He's got a 12-meal deal with
Oddly, no parents before Sarah Desmond had confronted Tysheer or even bothered to speak to the store manager about the mixtapes.
What I love about
it. Oh, right, because he has his name on it. So it's like not that hard to figure out.
No. Actually, it says Tysheer the Fry Guy. Yeah.
What I love about his mixtape is the hot side is hot and the cold side is really cold.
Experts, who these people would be, I do not know. Experts believe the parents and children might actually have enjoyed the trap beats included in the mixtapes.
Experts?
I have no idea.
What experts?
Experts? What?
Hi, I'm Noam Chomsky.
I am
it
a
is my
expert
belief.
On trap.
Yeah. What?
Expert on trap beats.
Tysheer has since been fired from McDonald's.
No.
He's the only one who's ever been fired from
McDonald's. His name is so close to the word cashier. I want him to keep
And you know
what?
You know that's a line.
The saddest part is when he got fired, that was the only time he's ever had anything that was that fire.
So, that's the hottest that ever got fired.
He was fire. Lit.
I'm going to ask you guys.
His firing was lit.
Yeah. How many weeks had Tysheer been dropping mixtapes before...
This is a great
before
question.
Before... Anyone complained that he had weak-ass bars.
You know my answer, right?
Yeah.
46. 46 weeks.
46 weeks on the
I'm
charts.
I'm going to say 2 months. 8 weeks.
Eight weeks. Okay.
Jay?
4 weeks.
4 weeks, Jason Sklar.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Because there had to have been another Susan out there.
Do you think he rapped about working at McDonald's?
Hell yes.
Because you said Tysheer can rhyme with cashier.
Right.
I bet he rapped about his mom.
Yeah.
But his mom was also actually named Big Mac, so.
Biggie.
I just thought of a question that I've never thought of.
Sure.
Yeah?
When you go to a rap concert, do they ever do covers?
I can answer that question directly.
Sure.
Because I haven't been to many.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yes.
In his titular, it's not titular, but his big album Doggy Style, which came out after The Chronic, was the first, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, except for Walk This Way, which was Run DMC, which was different because they did it as a collaboration.
Sure.
So about Atomic Dog?
No, he did Lottie Dottie by Slick Rick, and it was the first... I believe the first cover, mainstream cover, a hip-hop artist ever did, and he was self-conscious about it, and it had never been done before. And in fact, he starts the song, "Gotta Say What's Up to My N-word,
yeah.
Slick Rick. For those who don't like it, eat a dick. But for those who are with me, sing that shit. And it goes a little something like this. So it had never been done before, and he released it, la-di-da-di. And since then, it's been done, not as much as with rock music, but it's
been
done.
Yeah, because like you go to rock, and a lot of times they'll do a cover, too, as part of their encore or something like that. But that almost does never happens with hip-hop music, right?
Yeah.
Nobody covers anybody.
Not as much.
No. Okay, here we go. Sorry, that struck me in the head, and I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of weeks.
Good thing I was here. I mean, most people wouldn't
have. Thank you.
You are an expert.
I am an expert.
How are his trapeats?
You're a trap expert.
I actually wrote a book about my experiences in the hip-hop community.
Here it comes.
And it's called The Diary of a Real Moshe Cat. No, it's the Diary of a Real Netflix special coming out.
The honeymoon comedy special.
Circle gets a square. Mm-hmm. All right. The amount of weeks. The Tysheer, who I'm hoping I've been saying this right the whole time, T-Y-S-H-A-E-R,
Tysheer.
The amount of weeks he had been dropping his mixtape into Happy Meals for kids with nobody complaining until Sarah was 2 weeks.
Oh,
but they think he had.
But that was confusing because you said for some time.
I know, that's what they wrote.
Sometime.
And then the experts think for those 2 weeks.
It's like when you talk about your baby. Our baby's 6 weeks old. And then eventually you'd be like, our baby's 2 months old. And then eventually you'd be like, our baby's 39 months old.
Yeah. Well, they said that.
Don't ever do that.
He possibly got his mixtape into up to 300 Happy Meals.
Good for him.
That's
good.
Oh, man. That's great distribution.
It's a collector's item.
So that means he had to
shut down?
There we go.
This one's for Tysheer.
And agree. All right, guys, those are my stories.
Love it. I love it. All right, before we get out of here, speaking of rap CDs that were distributed, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people, hip-hop CDs, a lot of people have had humble beginnings, and I did not know this, but our very own Mark Wahlberg, who occasionally checks in with the show, left us a voicemail about his first rap, self-produced rap CD, hip-hop CD, and here's his voicemail.
You have one new voice message.
What's up, DVK? What's up, Sklarbros? So, dudes, sounds to me like you got an entrepreneur in your hand, all right? I don't understand what the big problem is with some dude putting his mixtape into a Happy Meal. What's wrong with that? Sounds to me like that dude's going somewhere. Sounds to me that that dude's got hustles. I bet he's also got a brother. A brother that doesn't make a mixtape. A brother that got wrapped up in some other group, and then he's just riding those coattails. And then they're going to end up about 1999, and then he'll do like one scene, and whatever his name is, okay? But this dude, he's the Happy Meal dude, and I happen to know something about that, because back in the day, we had a Hardee's on Dorchester Avenue, and I didn't work there, but I would stand outside, and when people would order their big cups, I would knock the cup out of their hand and say, listen to this, and I would hand them a tape cassette. You know who was on that tape cassette? I was, because I happen to know something about being a hustling dude. All right? And that's what this Happy Meal guy is. So don't hate the dude, and don't hate the game. Wish you were in on it, but you're not. Maybe you'll get caught up in some group, and you guys can go on tour and do, like, cruises for cool dudes and chicks in their 40s that, I don't know, the guys and dudes, they just hang on to their past. All right, I don't want to get into that. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. There we go.
I can't believe he distributed that at a Burger King.
Yeah, that seems, it seems so odd and a weird choice. But you know,
strangely,
what?
It was also called Diary of a Real.
And that's why it was so interesting. And that was
M word.
I mean, it's a whopper of
M-word.
A title.
Yeah. M word.
Yeah.
It's a whopper. I don't say of a title. The M word. I don't say the M word in front of other people.
I wouldn't say it in front of him.
I wouldn't either.
I don't think I'm right.
It's offensive to say Marky Mark in front of Mark Wahlberg as it is to say the N word in front of a black man.
The special on Netflix, it drops today. It is called the Honeymoon Comedy Special, Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher. Then go back and watch Moshe's first stand-up special on Netflix if you haven't seen it. It is in Oakland. It is
electric.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So fast, so
it's
funny.
It's no longer on Netflix, but you can get it on various
things.
Forms of media.
Find it. It's funny.
It's
amazing.
I think it's on ComedyCentral.com. They bought it. But yeah, but you've got...
Another
today.
Period.
Today, today. You do this today, and it'll make you happy. And then
stand-up special.
Go pick up Sklars and Stripes and the album Sklars and Stripes, the tour tapes. And
on audible.com.
Audible.com. We love you guys, and oh shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.